KROC AM 22 in front of 9 o'clock in Rochester's Good Morning. Rich Peterson here. Steve Borkart is here from the Rochester Area Foundation. Yeah, I told you to move that mic earlier.
It is I.
How are you? I haven't seen you for a little while.
Did you know it's snowing out there?
I heard, and I see, too, right out our window. It's kind of snow and rain mix, so sloppy,
well,
but don't, we're not shoveling.
Indeed not. We're waiting for the solar shovel to come out if it even accumulates.
We don't have to worry about that.
It's April Fool's Day. It's okay. It can snow.
Yeah, why not? Got some information. We've got some news. A new face at Rochester Area Foundation.
We do. We've had some staff changes.
Increase the property value, it looks like.
You may recall Paul Harkus and I were doing development work there.
Yeah.
And I've moved over as the director of the Housing Initiative. And we have taken on a new team member. Her name is Amelie Frankel. And she knows a lot about how to help people with their philanthropy. So she's my guest today because she is going to talk about a seminar that she is putting on, open for the public, for planned giving.
Oh.
What is planned giving? Well, think in terms of your estate plans, your end-of-life financial planning, and what you can do to give back to your community, even after you've exited. So Amelie will talk about that.
Amelie, welcome and congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Rich, I'm from the Rochester area. I've been here for about 30 years, raised my family here, worked with nonprofits, and wanted to learn about the Area Foundation and got a job here. And the more I learned, the more I really am impressed.
So you walked in, talked to them a little bit, asked a few questions, and they said, you know, how would you like to stay here?
Kind of almost. Like that. Kind of almost like that.
And see, so, those open houses when you got the new office, that helps.
A lot of visibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us have been in the Rochester area for a long time, and we know good things about the foundation, but we don't realize how many areas the foundation helps people with: philanthropy, grant making, community leadership. And today we're here to talk about a subject that a lot of people put off, aren't so interested in, and that is your wills, your estate planning. So the
it's very easy to put that off for another week.
Yeah.
And that week turns into a month, and then all of a sudden, whatever happened to that little form we were going to fill out and do that?
Exactly.
But now's the time to get her done, so to speak.
So for those listeners who are particularly in the middle ages, 40s to 60s, like half of people in America who just haven't done it, haven't put their wills together, today's your lucky day because we have some seminars that will help get this started.
All right. Now, what's going to be covered in the seminar? Just the actual step-by-step way to fill out, to do your will, suggestions? How does it work?
The way it works for this year is we've divided the subjects into three areas. There are free seminars. The first one is actually this Wednesday, April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start and talk about that one.
Sure.
It's at 11:30 till 1, and I'm going to make everyone's day and say free lunch. Get a free complimentary lunch.
All right. You got to like that.
So we're going, now that we have our beautiful visible building on the corner of Elton Hills Drive and North Broadway, we have plenty of space. In fact, we offer rental space to people and nonprofits. So we have plenty of space to have lots of people for lunch. The first topic is called Estate Administration 101. So that's understanding words like probate, trust administration, estate tax. And some people really don't, they've heard the words, but they don't understand it. So the first thing we're going to talk about.
I'm one of those, by
the
way.
Have you ever, are you or someone you know named as a trustee or a personal representative?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? You know, your folks have named you a personal representative.
What are your responsibilities? And, there's a lot of instances these days that we hear people abusing that privilege,
But lest we get too deep into the weeds, we don't want to scare people off with details. So this is an overview that will help you better understand without taking you into so much complexity that you leave there with your head spinning.
Right.
That's the
key
to the whole thing.
So this is to simplify the whole process.
To simplify it. And also, if you're thinking of naming someone yourself as a trustee, what kind of questions should you be thinking of?
All right.
So we have two attorneys that are helping us this year with our estate planning. The first one is Claire Langton Yanowitz.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Rochester, an attorney in town, and she will do this first one, talk about how this works, how this can be set up, and simplify the administration process. The second one isn't till June. That's June 14th. And that's more the estate planning 101 that you mentioned, Rich.
Okay.
You know, just sort of the basics of preserving your family's legacy.
Ah.
And including philanthropy and talking about the basic issues. And then all the way in September 20th, this is a subject that I think is very interesting. It's called Values and Wishes. So it's estate charitable giving and incapacity planning. Not a topic people love to talk about, but mm-hmm. what if for a while you are incapacitated? Do you have
right.
someone who can meet your wishes in that time as well? These are really important subjects, and I know a lot of the listeners probably aren't thinking
yeah.
about that today. They're thinking about the snow, obviously.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of that going around. But, yeah, this is and they're all free.
They're all free. And did I mention free lunch?
On all of them?
On all of them.
That's three lunches you don't have to worry about. Three free lunches. If now, one question that comes up with people, I don't need to fill out a will. I don't have that much money. I don't have any real estate holdings other than the house. And, you know, I got a little bit of property, but it's no big deal. I mean, who should be interested in these classes and getting your estate in order?
I think that's
the word estate, you think something huge.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, Rich. And really, anyone listening, you know, big or small, because you do have a house or you have something of value or mm-hmm. or just your wishes, your incapacity wishes, something like that. It covers big and small. So estate doesn't necessarily mean something you watch on television.
Yeah. You know? And you can leave some of your property or whatever value that you have, money, and to various charities that you wish to support in perpetuity, right? Through
let's be honest about it.
Area Foundation.
We are a charitable foundation, and so we have an interest in having people understand that a part of their end-of-life financial planning can include the next generation of philanthropy in their mm-hmm. family if they've ever had an interest. You know, about half the baby boomer generation, according to research, has not made a will or a formal end-of-life planning yet. And the boomers, the midpoint of the boomers, are about in their mid-60s right now. And a number of those folks are sitting on a fair amount of assets. Either they inherited some or they've been pretty successful themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And research tells us from opinion surveys that they're kind of worried about the future. They're worried about medical care getting into their later years. And so they're a little hesitant to want to be real philanthropic more than they are on an annual basis now. But as they look down the road and plan for those days when they won't be here anymore, some of them are going to have more assets than they need to get to the end of the line. And I think many of us who have had some level of success in life have a desire to give back to the community that created the stage that let us do our thing and shine. Every one of us, and we've talked about this the last times I've been here,
mm-hmm.
Rich, every one of us that considers ourselves successful in life stood on the shoulders of somebody who was philanthropic in the 40s or 50s or 60s and created that first
look at this town, I mean.
Youth baseball league or yeah. youth football league or created that YMCA building or,
mm-hmm.
or the Boys and Girls Club building. Somebody went before us who was philanthropic. And now it's for the baby boomers, it's getting to be our turn. And it's a great opportunity to do that with excess or surplus assets. And your kids may be doing fine on their own. You want to leave them something great, but maybe you'll want to establish a culture of philanthropy for future generations of your family. So while these seminars are not a commercial
mm-hmm.
for philanthropy, we do want people to be aware that philanthropy is one of their options
right.
as they plan their estate. But we're not going to beat you over the head with it in the seminar. The seminar is aimed at helping you kind of steer your or navigate your way in layman's terms about how you can go about planning your
mm-hmm.
estate and some of the things you need to be concerned about.
And you don't have to be a millionaire to do this.
No, it reminds me of our We Give 365 program, Steve.
Right.
We have a program for $1 a day. You can be a philanthropist. And for $365 a year, be a part of a program where your money's pooled with others. And
you can direct
you can.
Where you want that money to go if you so wish.
Yeah.
Or you can let the Rochester Area Foundation, if you don't care. I mean, you care. That may be the wrong way to put it, but am I right? Is that...
You're exactly right. And folks should know that Amelie and I and people that are employed there do not work on a commission. Mm-hmm. This is your community foundation, founded in 1944 by none other than Harry Harwick, the financial genius behind the Mayo Medical System, because the wisdom was that we need an endowment bank for the community for all of the needs that are filled by nonprofits. You think mm-hmm. of all of the human services needs, not filled by government, filled by nonprofits who need to stay competitive so that they can attract your charitable dollar. They need to stay nimble. They need to be really on top of their business. But you think of all the human services needs that are met by nonprofits. They depend on the generosity and the philanthropy of us, our community. And it's important to us that we have that safety network so that if you need the services of an ability building center or a Seasons Hospice or a Hiawatha Homes, so it's there for us.
All right. Steve Borchardt is with us this morning. Also, Amelie Frankel with the Rochester Area Foundation, talking about some of these the meetings that are coming up, seminars. And, again, you're not going to be doing any arm twisting or making people feel guilty when they walk out.
No, we want them to
hope that they feel good and have an idea.
Shall I give you the contact information?
Yes.
There are two ways to register. We certainly want you to be registered because...
got to know how much food to get.
That's exactly right. How many lunches we
Who's
need
cooking,
to order.
Steve, or is it...
No.
Good.
It will be catered.
I mean, no offense, Steve, but...
Yeah, well, I would think so.
So two ways to register. Pardon me. You can call 282-0203. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. It's 507 area code.
All right.
That is the Rochester Area Foundation. And please call and register with just your name and phone number. Or I'll give you my email at work. And it's Amelie, A-M-A-L-I-E, at rochesteraria.org.
Okay.
So there are two ways to register. And we'd love for people to come, tell your friends and family, bring them all for lunch. I have another thing to talk about.
Oh, all right.
And while the estate planning is kind of serious, we have a party to invite you to. So our official ribbon cutting and open house is May 11th. It's Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And we'd like you to be there, Rich.
All right.
We'd like your listeners to come to the open house and tour.
Our calendars only go to April up there, but I'm... May 11th.
May 11th at 4 o'clock. Of course, we'll do the ribbon cutting, but we hope to have treats and exciting ways to be involved in the foundation.
So that new building is probably, you know, close to being broken in here pretty soon.
Well, we've been renting it since we occupied it in late September, and yesterday they signed the papers. We officially own our home.
Wow.
Your local foundation now has a firm foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful community space upstairs, that an incubator to help a fledgling or a startup nonprofits get going, so they have a place to come and to have an office, and we have room for half a dozen nonprofits to be up there getting their feet underneath them. Great community room.
Yeah.
It's busy a lot, but if you're interested and you need the space for a meeting of whatever your group is, give us a buzz. We can help you out. And the 11th will be fun. It's a celebration of really, seriously, having a foundation mm-hmm. for our foundation.
282-0203, that number works for that one, too.
It does. And speaking of nonprofits, we have a nonprofit academy, and I'll just mention briefly, that means that if you're a nonprofit or want to start a nonprofit and are available April 21st at lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
legal aspects of fundraising. How do you do
legal aspects of fundraising?
And that's a
important
workshop. Will be presented by Eric Collins. He's mm-hmm. an attorney at Dunlap & Seeger.
So you guys are going to be putting in a lot more seminars, and with that facility that you have now, you're able to do that. That's great.
That's right. And then after that, April 28th, how to obtain a grant from the Rochester Area Foundation.
Uh-huh.
So I'm giving you a lot of information because we're so excited about having a home, being able to be your foundation, and doing things for you and the community.
Yeah.
Again, that number that you gave.
That's good for all
everybody.
Of them. 282-0203.
That's right.
Or go to rochesteraria.org, the website. All that information will be on there, the schedule, the seminars, and free lunch. You'll have to show up for that.
Did we mention free lunch?
You mentioned free lunch. All right. Anything we didn't mention?
Yeah, one thing we didn't mention.
All right.
And that's a thank you to you and all the things you do for this community information-wise by hosting all the people I listen to just about every morning, from nonprofits to government officials to you name it. They can come on the Rich Peterson Show and talk to their community. And it has been a phenomenal service, and you are a fabulous host. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's very nice of you. I'll give you your money later. Steve Borkart and Amelie Frankel. Amelie, nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you,
and
Rich.
And congratulations, and it sounds like you've already got things well in hand and a path to run through.
Well, it's a great place to work, and we have so much to offer the community.
That's for sure. All right, look forward to the open house.
Thank you.
May 11th.